This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Bath or shower? How do you prefer to keep yourself clean? Whatever your daily ablutions, we know it's important to have good personal hygiene. Nobody wants to smell, and nobody wants to catch your odour. A shower can bring you certain other benefits, but how often should we wash ourselves under a watery spray? Although you might think taking a daily shower should be part of your cleaning ritual, there's no hard and fast rule, although dermatologists agree that as a society, we shower too often. In fact, too much washing can deplete the vital oils in our skin. It can waste water as well. However, if you have a fitness regime that causes you to sweat, a more regular sprinkle of water is recommended to stop you ponging. How often you shower is, of course, a personal choice. There's nothing better than a hot, soapy scrub under the shower, and this doesn't just have to be to clean yourself. Some people enjoy a shower to help them relax, warm up, or to soothe any aches and pains. It's also a good opportunity to wash your hair at the same time. Again, though, experts say we shouldn't shower too often because, like your skin, your hair contains essential oils that you don't want to lose through excessive scrubbing. If the idea of a hot, steaming shower appeals, how about a freezing cold one instead? This might be a necessity if your boiler has broken, but some people choose this option because it has many health benefits, some experts claim. There is increasing evidence that braving an icy shower in the morning could keep illness at bay and may even help your brain stay sharp. A BBC podcast called Just One Thing with Michael Mosley found the shock of being doused with cold water could have a positive impact on your body and brain. The thought of a cold shower might not make you jump out of bed in the morning, but whatever the temperature, a splash of water will wake you up and make you feel and smell great.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.